With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The National Coalition for Caymanians Government releases its one-year update, quote, comprehensive account of its first year in office, including its legislative actions, strategic policy achievements, and community investments delivered across all three islands. Premier the Honorable Andre Ebanks.
We committed to tackling the issues Caymanians have faced for decades, to working collaboratively and holding ourselves accountable to the people of these islands.
In government's first year, it delivered, quote, landmark immigration reform with the Caymanian Protection Act, introduced the country's first ever housing policy, increased the minimum wage, is proactively addressing energy costs with a multi-million dollar relief package this summer targeting fuel and electricity costs, and doubled funding for the Early Childhood Assistance Program. This extended access to an additional 235 Caymanian children. Other highlights include the new digital identity card and artificial intelligence policy, as well as new closed-circuit TV cameras in Cayman Brac.
We will continue to deliver real, tangible benefits and lasting change for the people of the Cayman Islands.
Going forward, the NCFC priorities include completing road infrastructure improvements, advancing the Waste Management Modernization Plan, expanding mental health and youth support, and continuing the modernization of public services. You can read the entire Meaningful Momentum report at gov.ky. After 1 week of stalling gas prices after a seven-week climb, most of those prices are creeping back up again. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, the average price of self-service regular gas has jumped a nickel to $6.17 a gallon. The average price for premium self-service is up 6 cents from the last check on May 13th to $6.54, while diesel actually fell 6 cents to $6.74 a gallon. According to Offreg, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gas on Walker's Road for $6.03. On the diesel side of things, Refuel has the lowest at $6.38 a gallon. Folks in Cayman Brac are still paying $6.24 a gallon, and it's $6.96 in Little Cayman. For context, the national average in the United States for a gallon of regular is $4.55 U.S. You can find the full breakdown of local gas prices at offreg.ky. And it's a new partnership between government and the Miss Cayman Islands organization that's heading into the classroom. Here's Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles.
The Ministry of Education and Training is launching an Education Ambassador Program that will run through December 2027. The ministry said the initiative is designed to build confidence, communication, and leadership skills among students in public schools. Reigning Miss Universe Cayman, Tahiti Seymour, has been named the first ambassador. She will begin work before the end of the current school year, with visits planned for Clifton Hunter and John Gray High School. At the secondary level, Seymour will lead small group sessions for key stage 3 and 4 students, focusing on goal setting, resilience, and personal leadership. At the primary level, Key Stage 2 girls will take part in etiquette workshops covering self-presentation, respect, and communication. Those sessions begin in the 2026-27 academic year. Students will be selected in coordination with school leadership. The ministry says each future Miss Cayman title holder will serve as ambassador during her reign, continuing the program across schools. The program is scheduled to continue through the end of 2027. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Emily Thomas. The American Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, has offered to forge a new relationship between the people of the United States and Cuba. In a video message, he blamed the communist government for Cuba's food and fuel shortages and said the US was ready to deliver $100 million worth of aid. Vladimir Putin has failed to secure agreement on a new Russia gas pipeline to China during his visit to Beijing. The Kremlin said he'd achieved a basic understanding on the project in his talks with Xi Jinping, but that there was no clear timeline. The World Health Organization says it's exploring vaccine and treatment options to help contain the Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. There's currently no approved vaccine for the Ebola strain involved. Two possible candidates are being developed, but the process will take months. And that's the latest world news from the BBC.